4DJW, KJ4WZM.
KJ4WZM. KJ4WZM, W4DJW. 100% readable. It's got some crackly stuff in it, but that'll go away 10 minutes into the net. Sounds good. W4DJW.
All good. The Blue Ridge Commuter Net. Tonight is KJ4WZM. Kilo Juliet Blue Mike. My name is Daniel, and my location is Liberty. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. It's top Caesars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Bulletins or announcements for the net, call KJ4WZM. This time I don't hear any bulletins or announcements, so we'll go ahead and recognize the pre-net check-in. W4FCM, that's Fred in Traveler's Rest, and 4IEI, his wife, Isla, also in Traveler's Rest. KA3JCA, that's Richard, down in Simpsonville, he brings along with him. KA4JCA, that's his wife Sally, and KA4ACL, that's Ashley, and she also is Simpsonville. And their family has the K3DOV Upstate Amateur Radio Club, and that is located in Simpsonville as well. KM4JWP, that's Brian in Simpsonville. K4ROW, Richard in Greenville. K4XMR, Mel and Prosperity. K4LDI, Andy from Table Rock. N4ASW, Tony in Asheville. KW4TS, Jim and Pelzer. K4OSH, Pat and Walter. KB2B5Q, Dave and Easley. KJ4UHF, Jack in Greenville. W4IOE, Sid and Fletcher. KO4ZEW, Ben in Simpsonville. And KO4HKX, that's Patrick from Penrose. Echolink stations only. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge Commuter Net, call KJ4WZM.
KJ4WZM, please check in. Kilo, November 4. Romeo, Juliet, November. John, Brown Summit. No comment, no traffic. Mark me in and out, sir.
Net control, please check in. Kilo, Mike 4. Victor, India, X-ray. John, I'm traveling today from the West Coast in San Francisco, so happy to check into the net. No traffic. Thank you for hosting.
FKN4RJN, that's John from Brown Summit, North Carolina, and KM4VIX. John, mobiling around here, San Francisco. You have safe travels out there, and we'll see you when you get back. Echolink stations for now. So we'll go ahead with the rest of the net. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the right portion. Tonight being Friday night, we're going to begin with the stations with the suffix that are called uniform through Zulu. U through Z if you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KJ4WZM.
Check-in Kilo X-ray 4, Yankee Mike, Scott, Greenville, negative, negative.
Control. Chicken Whiskey 4, Whiskey, Oscar Zulu. That's W4WOZ. My name's Rod, we're in the land of Oz, and we're negative, negative. Good evening.
KX4YM, that's Scott in Greenville, and W4WOZ, Rod from the Land of Waz, a.k.a. Lake Conesty. Hope y'all are doing well tonight. All right, I'll make another call, uniform through Zulu, U through Z. If you'd like to check in, call KJ4WZM.
Kilo Oscar 4, Yankee Kilo Tango. KO4YKT, Markin Inman, negative and negative.
That's KO4YKT, that is Mark in Inman. sounds like that wraps up for Uniform 3 Zulu for now, so we'll go ahead up to Alpha 3 Delta. A through D, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KJ4WZN.
KJ4WZM. Good evening, Daniel. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
Daniel, please check in. Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, CM4CHY, Keith Seneca, negative and negative. Kilo Charlie 2, Delta Quebec Victor, Bob and Gray Court, negative and negative.
Daniel, please check in November 4, Delta, Juliet, Charlie, N4DJC, Jerry and Anderson, negative and negative.
WZM. Daniel, please check in Kilo, Mike, 4, Bravo, Lima, Hotel, KM4BLH. The name is Kurt. Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango, QTH Greenville, negative and negative.
Control. Net control, please check in out of turn. Kilo Oscar 4, Zulu, Yankee X-ray, KO4, ZYX. Good evening, Daniel. Thank you for calling the net. This is Daniel in Woodruff. I'll be negative and negative. 73 is you and everybody else.
Decent group. Yeah, would like to recognize KK4DMW, that is Rick, KK4ONO, his wife Lorena, and KM4MOQ, his daughter Michelle. They're all at home Piedmont tonight. Next up, I've got W4DJW, that is Dave and Greer, KM4CHY, Keith and Seneca, KC2DQV, Bob and Grayport, N4DJC, Jerry and Anderson, KM4BLH, Kirk and Greenville, and KO4ZYX, that's Daniel and Woodruff. Any other stations, Alpha through Delta, A through D, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KJ4WZM. Reach next. Echo through Hotel, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KJ4WZM.
Jet control. 3-4, Foxtrot, Hotel, Juliet, Gene and Taylor's, negative and negative, over.
WZM. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry and Cameron, and what's the ground a little bit wild tonight?
J4WZM. Please check in out of turn, and forgive me, Daniel, I got to my radio a little late. Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey, Whiskey Zulu. KO4, WWC, Chan and Easley, I'll stick around for some comments, if that is all right. Good evening to all, and Daniel, it's a pleasure to hear you tonight.
I'd like to recognize W4FHJ, that is Gene over there in Taylor's. KC4EZN, that's my buddy Harry over there in Candler. Harry, I've got you marked down for comments. Then I've got KO4WWZ. That's another buddy of mine, Chandler, and he's over there in Easley. He's also marked down for comments tonight. Any other stations? E through H. Echo through Hotel. Call KJ4WZM. India through Lima next. I through L. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KJ4WZM.
WZM. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative and negative. Send 73s for each one of you.
4WZM. Daniel, thank you for calling the net for us. Please check in. Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife, Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Marcus, in and out, if you would, please. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
Recognize. KK4 JFO. Got James up on the mountain in Tuxedo. Then I've got KK4 JVQ. That is Larry over there in Greer. Great to hear from you as well, Larry. And Larry brings along Miss Donna, KT4MFK. And they make their home in Greer. Always great to have y'all check in. I always look forward to it. Any other stations, India through Lima, I through L, call KJ4WZM. Mike through Papa, M through B, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge Commuter Net, call KJ4WZM.
Whiskey Golf 4, Mike Charlie, WG4MC, Matt Western Greenville County, D Native Native, 73, you and all the net.
Whiskey 4, Mike Hotel Echo, that's W4MHE, Melvin in Hendersonville, and also please check in Kilo Zulu 4, Papa Alpha Mike, KZ4PA, and my wife Pam. Thanks for calling the net, 73.
Recognized, WG4MC, that's Matt from Western Greenville County, W4MHE, that's Melvin, and he brings along with him Miss Pam Casey and KZ4PIM. They're over there in Hendersonville tonight. Any other stations? Mike through Papa, M through P, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KJ4WZM. Take a break for Echolink stations. Echolink stations only if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KJ4WZM. Only if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge Commuter Net, call KJ4WZM.
KJ4WZM, good evening, Daniel. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, November, November Hotel. KO4NNH. My name is Fred. I'm in Pelzer tonight. Same with you, Daniel. All the net be negative and negative tonight.
Yeah, I'd like to recognize KO4NNH. That is Fred over there in Pelzer tonight. Fred, I hope you enjoy your night off from work. Glad you finally got a break for once. That's great. I've got another Echolink station lurking on there. Steven, if you'd like me to check you in, go ahead and feel free to jump on in and I'll get you checked in.
KK4WZM, I had to make audio adjustment. I had to make a slight settings adjustment, Daniel. Yes, do go ahead and check me in. KA4PQA, Stephen in Greenwood.
Got you checked in, Stephen. I would like to recognize KA4PQA. That is Stephen in Greenwood. All right, we'll go back to, we'll go back and check to see if we got anyone. Mike through Papa, last call for M through B. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge Commuter Net, call KJ4WZM.
KJ4WZM, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray Bravo, Lloyd, and Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
KO4PXV, that is Lloyd and Simpsonville. We'll go ahead up to the patient group now. Quebec through Tango, Q through T, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KJ4WZM.
Net control, please check in Kilo Delta 4, Sierra Romeo Romeo, that's KD4SRR Robert, and Holman and Joanna tonight, and I have a comment. 73 is everyone.
KJ4WZM, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf. This is Chris in Liberty, and I'll be negative and negative.
That's KD4SRR, that is Robert and Joanna. Oh, I think I recognized the voice. Yeah, I did. I would like to recognize KD4SR. That is Robert and Joanna. Robert, I got you marked down for comments. And KO4QLG. That is Chris over here in Liberty. Chris, I'm in Liberty tonight. I'm real close to where you are. You can probably pick me up on reverse, and I'm only running 7 watts. Get back through Tango, Q3T, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KJ4WZM. All the way through the alphabet, A through Z, Z through A, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KJ4WZM.
Bravo, that's K4XB, Tommy, Southern Greenville County, I'll be negative and negative, good evening, unit one on that.
WZM, NK1CJW, that's Kilo One, Charlie, Juliet, Whiskey, Roland, in Pickens, negative, negative, and a very good evening to all.
Recognize K4XB, that is Tommy from Southern Greenville County, and K1CJW, that is Roland from Pickens. Any other stations, Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, before we go over to comments, call KJ4WZM.
KJ4WZM. So this is Kilo Juliet 4, Bravo Kilo India, Jack KJ4PKI, and Rocky. I'll be that out next day.
ZM. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, KO4JKV. This is Duncan in Asheville. No traffic, no comment. Thanks for holding the net.
I would like to recognize KJ4BKI. That is Jack over there in Rock Hill. And KO4JKV, that is Duncan up there in Asheville. I guess we'll make one last call. This is my final call before going over to RACCHU. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z. Call KJ4WZM. UZM now securing the full portion of that with our thanks for checking in. So now begin the RACCHU portion of that with periodic stops for check-ins between RACCHU. And first up tonight, I've got KC4EZN. That's Harry over there in Candler. What's new with you, Harry? Call KJ4WZM.
4WZM. KC4EZN. Good evening, Daniel.
Got a little frog in my throat here, so hang on a second.
KC4EZM. Frog's gone. And I didn't have to strangle it tonight yet either. Maybe tomorrow, but we'll have to wait and see, y'all. Been just running around this week, little errands for this, that, and the other, and trying to get some things done, and sometimes they got done, and sometimes they didn't, but they all had to be attempted. Playing around tonight, I built an antenna about 3 years ago with a little bit different design, at least it was new to me at the time, and go back, I think it is maybe in the May QST. There was an article in there for a 3-meter antenna, primarily talking to the folks that either doing soda or parts on the air. And you basically make the antenna by taking a 16-foot long piece of coax and attach another 16-inch wire to the center, and then you put a common mode choke down on the other end and hook it to your radio. It's basically an unconnected center-fed dipole, except the one I built, I used plans out of a RNQB magazine, and it covers everything from 40 to 6 meters, and it's not center-fed, it's off-center-fed. Basically, you feed it through the center wire and the inside of the braid and then on the short end, and then the outside of the braid is your radiator, which is... Most of us don't like the outside of our braid to radiate because we call that common mode currents, but in this case, it's what makes the antenna work. So I did some checking, and I've worked all 50 states with it. We're pushing 60 countries, so I think it works, and it's not that high off the ground, somewhere between 15 and 20 feet, so it's a little antenna, and people ask me, well, now, how does that work? Well, it's just taking a little bit
bit outside of our normal box. So and after that, after we talked last time, talked about starting to run, I went back to the gym, and I hope you're having more success with your running than I am with the gym. I'm finding out some of these muscles that I haven't used since 2019 are now complaining. I am abundantly aware of their presence in my body. Thank you. I think we'll get over that. I'm trying to run a marathon. Just do a little bit of what they call core body strengthening. Legs and arms are not in bad shape, but what connects them in between needs some toning up. KJ4WZM, KC4EZM.
I've been kind of busy. That's a whole lot more states and countries than I've worked. I've only worked a handful of states and a handful of countries, and that's the sum total of it. I need to get back into the swing of things radio-wise more than I have been. I need to get a couple antenna set up and some stuff like that, and then I'll be good to go. My brother got his ham shack up off the ground, though, so I might have to go play around on that some. Last time I was over at his place, he was playing with some digital modes and things, so I'll have to head over there since he's got his set up going and give things a swing and see what I can turn up. So I'm glad you've had that success with that little antenna set up there. Those are kind of neat. I need to work on some antennas. That would get me out. The only problem I've got is my proximity to overhead power lines is the biggest issue. As far as the running and stuff goes, the other day I ran 13.25 miles. 13 and a quarter, which is just over half marathon. So it's going okay. No, I was sore from that the next day. Not too awful bad. It took me just a hair over 2 hours, which I was kind of disappointed at my pace, but it is what it is. I haven't run in a while, so it's going to take me some time to get myself off the ground. I'm used to running a half marathon in about an hour and 45 minutes, which is a little quicker than what I just did that time. Other than that, I ran like crazy at work today and moved equipment. We're closing out some job sites and I was moving around a bunch of equipment today, and the largest piece I moved was a John Deere 700 bulldozer. And that thing was kind of neat. I played around with that a little bit and loaded it up on the truck and then unloaded it, and I was kind of sad to see it go. I left it sitting on some dirt and I was supposed to tear it all to pieces and just play around like a giant sandbox, if you will. But I had to leave it and continue on with my day, so I guess that's about it. I'll have to play with the bulldozer some other time.
My wife would call that a big boy's toy.
I can imagine it'd be a lot of fun.
I don't guess you ever thought about being a heavy equipment operator. I don't know how that compares to driving around hauling it somewhere, I don't know how all that works, but it's fascinating to watch people that really, really know how to work those machines. What I don't totally grasp is we were digging up or we were digging a hole out in our plant area, and there's a bunch of old buried conduit. Some of it was still live, and of course there's nothing to tell you. You know it's there, but you don't know exactly where. This guy was operating as a backhoe on a tractor, and he sort of played with the levers up there like playing a musical instrument. And he could drop that bucket down and pull it straight up so that you had a hole that had vertical sides on it. And he would doing that, and all of a sudden he stopped, and he said, how about looking down there? He said, I think I got caught on something. He caught one of those pieces of conduit and had not broken it, but he felt that in those levers. So I was not aware that he got feedback in those levers. I guess you do, but anyway, that's about it. Up here, Daniel, like I say, going back to the gym and stretching some muscles and not doing anything heavy, but trying to take a muscle and take it somewhere it hasn't been in a while and talks back to you. And tomorrow we're testing a bunch of people up here on how to get up and crack it off to get there and be ready, and I think they should be saying that they've only spent 17 people. Not going to hang around much longer, and going to put me in the bed. Not quite this early. I did take a nap this afternoon, Daniel. So I can stay up a little bit later tonight. With that, Daniel, we'll talk at you next week or somewhere down the road on KJ4WZM, KJ4EGM.
Sounds good, Harry, and good luck with that. I think you said a testing session tomorrow morning. Good luck with that, and hope that everybody passes their stuff. Yeah, I know what you mean as far as the exercising and all the muscles being sore and stuff like that. Definitely know how that goes. Absolutely. One you didn't even realize you have will ache sometimes when you go to work out. Man, I was going to say something and I forgot. Oh, I know what it was. I did not take a nap this afternoon, but I almost did. I got done with my day and got back to the shop, and I was tired. I was sitting down there in a chair, and my boss and another guy were talking, and I was starting to nod and doze off. And I kind of snapped out of it, and I was like, oh, I guess I got some things to do this afternoon. And I got up and got to it. I had to replace a starter in a vehicle that decided to act funny. So I got that done, and that's good. So not really a whole lot else going on. It's supposed to rain a lot tomorrow, which is kind of sad. Hoping to squeeze in an hour or two of running, but if not, there's other times, I guess. But I've been getting some odds and ends done recently that I've really been needing to get done and trying to play catch up. But I've been making some headway, and everything's starting to come together. So with that, I guess I'll go ahead and catch you later on, maybe next week, Harry. Thanks for hanging around for comments, and we'll holler at you later on. I'll try to give you a shout over the telephone sometime. There's a few things I still want to catch up with you on and talk to you about. So we'll go ahead and arrange for that at a later time. KC4UZM, KJ4WZM, 73s. UZM at the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net, looking for any additional check-ins. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, call KJ4WZM.
RON, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November. No traffic, one comment. It seems like there's a lot of static and noise on the repeater tonight. This is WD8RON, over.
Net control. N4NLR, November 4, nothing, light, radio. Name here, Jim, Juliet, and Mike. Location, Greenville, South Carolina. Please check me in and out and get in there, but I'm on there.
Net control. Please check in. Kilo, India 4. Kilo, Charlie X-ray. KI-4, KCX. This is Jerry in Greycourt. Just check us in and out tonight by Echolinks. Thank you, sir.
I'd like to recognize WB8RON. That's Ed and Brevard. And yes, there is a bunch of noise on the repeater this evening, Ed. It's on the input frequency, though, and I don't know why. Next, I've got N4NLR. That's an N4 Nothing Like Radio. That's Jim in Greenville. KI4KCX. That's Jerry in Greycourt. Any other stations, Alpha Zero Zulu, A through Z, call KJ4WZM. I think that wraps it up for now, so we'll go ahead. Next up, I've got KF4WWZ. That is Chandler over there in Easley. What's new with you, Chandler? Call KJ4WZM.
KJ4WWZ, KJ4WZM. Daniel,
First, let me just start off with saying I am happy to hear your voice on the radio tonight. You don't know how happy I am to actually get to hear you. I have missed you the past 2 weeks, and I've been worrying about you, wondering if you've been okay. Other than that, you ask what's new. Well, I just adopted my own project truck, and I don't know if I sent you the pictures or not, but this thing's going to need a lot of work done, and I'm hoping to get it up and running, maybe even rebuild the engine. I think this truck's going to be something awesome.
WZKid, if we're WZM.
Yep, I got pictures of it from you, and it reminds me of the one that I've got.
Which I think mine's actually a little newer than what you have. But I bought it for $600. And it needed a lot of work on it. And I've actually spent about $8,000 on it so far, having to redo the whole thing because it needed to go to the scrapyard. And everything was wrong with it when I got it. It had about 330,000 miles on it. And now it has about 430,000 miles on it. I've had it 6 years and driven it 100,000 miles. And during that time, I've replaced everything on it. Now, it already needed to be done, but it nickel and dimed me right off the block from the start, you know. But now it's running pretty good for the most part.
Sure. Well, let me say this. My truck is a 1980 Ford F-100, and we all know what Ford means, fixed or repaired daily. But, yeah, I'm really enjoying that. Oh, and I forgot to mention, I'm up and running on DNR now. I got the Anycone 878 UV2 Plus and the SkyBridge hotspot. I don't know if you have a hotspot, but if you ever would like to meet up and chat with me on DNR, I love that.
I do not have a hotspot yet, and I haven't set up much programming stuff on this radio yet either. Do you have a computer?
And I have a ham that I would like to put you in contact with. I need to make sure it's okay with him first, but he's been really helpful to me in getting set up in DMR, and as long as he doesn't mind, I'd like to even give you a copy of the code log that I have on my radio that he gave to me.
That's one thing I did get was their ultimate code plug thing, whatever that was, but I've since lost track of it. I don't know where it went, but yes, I'll need a copy of that. I actually paid a decent amount of money for mine, and I don't know where it is. I've just misplaced it. I need to get my radio unlocked too on the 400 megahertz side of things.
Roger, Roger. Well, I'll let you move on to your next contact. I don't want to take up too much time because I know you got other people waiting. Would you like to get with me after the net and maybe see if I could have made contact with this individual?
And with me.
Okay. Well, Daniel, I'll be standing by. Again, it's been a real pleasure to hear you tonight. It just fills me with joy to hear you calling the net. And with that, I will say 73 to you. And I'm on the net, and I'll be standing by after the net for our QSO. Thank you very much, Daniel. You have a blessed night, sir.
I sent you Chandler, and we'll holler at you in a little while. Great talking to you, KF4WWZ, KJ4WZM, 73T. And this is KJ4WZM looking for any additional check-ins. A through Z, Z through A. Call KJ4WZM. Check-ins A through Z, Alpha through Zulu. Call KJ4WZM.
Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo.
Bailey on the edge of the repeater. I've got KF4 NUE. That's Chad. I'm going to assume you're probably not in Campobello, or if you are, your radio is really acting up tonight. Miss Anna with you as well? You want me to check her in? They're making the repeater. Hang on, folks. One second. Let me contact her real quick. That's KF4 NUE. That's Chad Mobile in Tryon, North Carolina. He brings on with him his wife, Anna, KF4RYP, and she is at home in Campobello, South Carolina. Any other stations, Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, call KJ4WZM. Call here in the wild. I got one last station up here for comments. KD4SRR, Robert, are you still around? Still awake, Robert? Call KJ4WZM.
This is Kilo Delta 4, Sierra Romeo Romeo. Yes, it's nighttime, and I am awake. Anyway, I had some interesting stuff happen today. What was going to be a boring Friday, waiting for the monsoon of the ensuing weekend. And given that I wasn't going to settle for a soda cracker and bottled water night, I decided I had my ballad, I had my wire. Why don't I string an antenna and see what I can listen to? So, I get my ballon and my wire, and I just throw it out the window. It's not a far drop. And so I proceed to string as Chad, KO4NUE, suggested. Just get you about 60 foot or so, and string it up there and over there, and then see what you get. So that's what it is. So I come back inside, not really expecting nothing. And lo and behold, on 20 meters, I'll let it drop for a second. Pick up some CW. And I said, wow, it's working. Of course, after about 2 minutes of listening to CW and not understanding CW, I decided to explore some other bands. So I took it on down to 40. And lo and behold, did I not pick up, it had to either be Radio Free Cuba or Venezuela. They were playing mariachi music. It was at 73350. And they were just having a good old time. And they were blasting everything else out. And so I had it on in the background. And but they recently went off the air and about politics, Politico, and Familia, and about us in the America, you know, USA, that they went off about 15 minutes ago. But anyway, it's working. And so the only thing I'm disappointed in, but I let it drop, nothing on 10 meter. Nothing I can legally do between 28.3 and 28.5. Of course, my antenna is pointed horizontally from one corner of a makeshift hook on the house up to the top of a satellite dish extended pole about 14 foot in the air. And it is just shoddy. It's worse than a modern art masterpiece the way it looks. But, you know, I would like to try, if anybody's got the anchor in the notion, the passion, to try something around 28.350 tonight, because I'll be listening. And I might be able to legally respond. If anybody's into it, just say, I'm into it, and that'll be it. So anyway, this is key. That's all I had to say tonight. That's Kilo Delta 4, Sierra Romeo Romeo. And we hope everybody has the happy 73s, albeit a wet one, weekend.
That sounds good. Glad that you were able to pick up some things with your antenna. Don't get discouraged about 10 meters. Most of the time when I have been on 10 meters, it has also been dead like that. It's quite certainly hit or miss. Very, very, very similar to CB in that aspect. a lot of times you're not really going to get that far on 10 meters. Every once in a while, the band cooperates and you can get out. It doesn't frequently cooperate that well, especially outside of ground wave propagation within just a few miles of you. You can wait until a very active solar cycle. Also, sometimes gray line propagation seems to work pretty well on some bands. The closer you get to the VHF side of things, though, you might try events like a very strong cold front approaching in the summertime, especially for T-ducting. Occasionally, you can get that in the wintertime, but either the summer or the winter ahead of a very, very strong weather system, sometimes that can help as well. But most of the time on 10 meters, I have not had great luck at all. So don't get too discouraged about it. I'll see about getting me some antennas sometime soon over the next month or so and see if I can't try to work something out with you on catching you on 10 meters. I don't currently have an antenna, but we'll give it a shot sometime.
Thank you for that. Someone told me just get, is it an Armtron, Amtron? It's an Amtron, something like that, 99. I vaguely remember the name, but I do remember the 99 from the CB days. And they said, just hoist that up on a pole, it'll work. About as good as any of them. I do know that down in Columbia, in that vicinity, that several of them have been yakking it up pretty good. But they're not very far apart, so it's probably about like CB. So, I don't know. I put out the challenge. Can we get from Caesar's Head, Marietta, to Joanna? I don't think there's any interference in between there. But one thing I will mention to you, and I'll let it drop for a second. Everybody went home last night and didn't want to hear me say it. I picked up a tidbit of information about electric car chargers and HF. Apparently, electric car chargers don't have filters in them. The car doesn't cause the problem. The charger does. And it causes a lot of interference. And from the way people are talking, and they're not saying this just to be anti-Tesla or whatever, we could be facing the same crisis Europe had when they were sending broadband over high-tension wires. You know, that messed up airplane traffic. Because once they get out of VHF range, they're on HF. And so, planes, no talking. So that was, they put the kibosh on that. From what I understand, the broadband over to high tension. So could we be facing another dilemma with electric car chargers? And on that note, we'll, maybe that's the ammunition we need, you know, for those of us that don't particularly care or never will afford an electric car. But that aside, I'll let that go, and like I said again, if anybody wants to try it, at least I can hear you, maybe, try me on 10 meters, 28.35, oh, tonight, or whenever. This is KD4SRR, thank you so much, we're clear, back to net control.
Robert, we'll see about working something like that out. I will tell you that as far as different modes go, your best luck on 10 meters is going to be on single sideband. I'd have to look at the band plan. I can't remember if it's upper sideband or lower sideband or either one that they use on 10. I'm sure that they've got a range there. I need to go take a look at that, though, and refamiliarize myself with all of that band plan on 10. I haven't really played around on it much. But if it can run sideband on that, my radio, it puts out, it says it can put out 100 watts on sideband, so I'll probably run about 80. And we might stand half a chance at that. So we'll have to see. But It'll be probably about a month or so before I get an antenna set up for it. At least a month, so it won't be tonight, that's for sure. Maybe someone else will hit you up on there, though. But good talking to you, Robert, and we'll catch you later on down the log. KD4SRR, KJ4WZM. 73. I'm at the Blue Ridge Premier Net, looking for any additional check-ins or comments. Have I missed anyone for comments, or have I missed you checking in? Alpha 3 Zulu, A through Z, call KJ4WZM. I'm typing up my net report. I'll toss out one last call, though. All the way through the alphabet. If I've missed you for check-ins and you'd like to check in tonight on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KJ4WZM. For the reason why I typed up my net report, it doesn't want to announce it over the radio, so I'll go ahead and read it. It says, copy your net report from Daniel, KJ4WZM. For September 9th, 2022, message number 41, 56 check-ins, one piece of traffic. Great, sent KJ4WZM. That's it, folks. 56 check-ins tonight. For WZM now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With their thanks for checking in. We'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73 to everybody, and good night.
J4WZM. KN4CH1. Relay from Chan. He's got some business to take care of, and he will get back to you in a few minutes.
Sounds good.